Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghis, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 249. By this time you must have understood that ducts of all glands in the body are derived from the squamous epithelium and therefore from the ectoderm. Today's topic of discussion is also about ducts, the ducts of the eyelid glands. Earlier we learned that there are some special type of oil producing sebaceous glands called meibomian glands and glands of size in eyelids. They are found at the rim of the upper and lower eyelids. Close to the base of the eyelashes, there are also some sweat glands called glands of Moll. They are known as eyelid glands and their function is to moisten the front surface of the eyeballs and their corneas. We also studied earlier that the eyelid glands originate from old mesoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebellum. Coming to the topic of today, I repeat, the excretory ducts of these eyelid glands consisting of squamous epithelium and originated from the ectoderm are controlled from the cerebral cortex. They are found along the margins of both upper and lower eyelids. Their function is to carry the products of the eyelid glands into the film of tears so that eyes may be kept moist and the tears may not get evaporated too quickly. Inside the cerebral cortex, the eyelid gland ducts are controlled from the premotor sensory cortex. Here also, there is a crossover correlation from brain to the organ. That means the right eyelid ducts are controlled from the left side of the cerebral cortex and the left eyelid ducts are controlled from the right side. Another point is that both the control centers of excretory tear ducts and the eyelid gland ducts are located in the cerebral cortex close to each other. Now, coming to the most important part of the study of the SBS of any tissue or organ, so also of the eyelid gland ducts, is its biological conflict. It is called as a visual separation conflict or experienced as having lost sight of someone. Example can be a person who was a loved one but has moved away, has left or even died. This conflict may be experienced also in another way, that is, the specific person or persons may be those one is not allowed to see or one is not wanting to see. This visual separation conflict is not about an object like a car, a toy or a precious ornament, but it is always about people, animals like pets, etc. The visual separation of objects can involve tear glands or the uvea of the eyes also. Coming to the details of the biological special program of the eyelid gland ducts, during conflict active phase, as in the case of any other tissue of ectoderm origin, there is ulceration of the ducts of the eyelid glands. This ulceration will be in proportion to the degree and the duration of the visual separation conflict. Here, the biological purpose is served during the CF phase. That means, by widening of the eyelid ducts, more of oily sebum is made to flow to the surface of the eyes to make them lubricated. This allows a clearer vision and it enables a quick recognition of the loved person, like a mate or even a person whom one does not want to see. Whether the conflict and the subsequent ulceration should affect the right or left eyelid glands ducts is determined by the person's biological handedness and whether the conflict is related to his or her mother, child or partner. Now we will consider the medical conditions occurring during the healing phase of the SBS of the tear gland ducts. The lost cells of the ducts get replenished during the PCLA or first part of the healing phase with cell proliferation, swelling and edema due to the fluid accumulation. This swelling can cause the occlusion of the eyelid gland ducts known as obstructive meibomian gland disease. This condition can result in the reduction of the thickness of the oily film of tears and thereby increase in the rate of evaporation of the tears, again causing dry eyes. If this happens for a prolonged period of time or lapsing, then this condition is termed as Sjögren's syndrome or Sikka syndrome. Similar dryness of eyes we will see in the SBSS of tear glands, excretory tear glands, conjunctiva, all related to eyes, and dryness of the mouth in the SBSS of mouth submucosa and salivary gland ducts. Friends, for understanding GNM, we should have some amount of knowledge of embryology and evolution. If you have acquired it already, then it is very easy to appreciate the discoveries of Dr. Hammer. This will help you to understand all the medical conditions in you and in others in a different framework and to lead a life free from the fear of diseases. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.